Hello, and welcome to the Zirkly Challenge Show. This show isn't for dictators or persons who are politically correct, or viewers, listeners' discretion is advised. The following program is brought to you in part by The Dictionary. No persons were harmed in the making of this advertisement. Hello, I'm a Mac. Studies show that people who use PCs don't know what autocorrect is. Even if you do know what it is, I do apologize for ruining your life. We can guess your every move, even if you boff or do the devil's triangle like Big Brother. We will see you and we will correct you. I am not as good as Grammarly. Old codgers refer to me as Granally. High schools don't even bother. So we've invented an autocorrect which is called Everyday Ebonics. For more information, please contact your nearest shit. Trying to be professional when being messed with is hard. Correcting people is way easier.
No.
Yes!
Hello, good evening, folks. Driz here, and welcome to the Satirically Challenge Show, along with Pink Hood, Red Hood, and Johnny. Guys?
Yes, we're all here. Don't you worry.
Yes, we're all here. What are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
You've reached the I have a problem with my iPhone. How may I help you?
Oh, guys. That reminds me, I got to tell you about my experience with getting the newest iPhone. So I stood on the line for 6 hours, and then I decided to just camp out from the store for the entire night.
Wait, I need to stop you for 1 second, bro. You what? You stood on the line?
I camped outside. Well, I stood outside on the line for 6 hours in the daylight, and then when it got dark, I decided to just camp out there. Outside the Apple store.
You know there's a huge barricade, bro.
It's not exactly Black Friday or...
But listen, the line that I was a part of, that I was on, there were so many people. I just had no other choice but to just camp out in front of the store and get this newest iPhone. It's been on my mind all year. I just had to do it. So finally, I stopped outside, and I woke up the next morning, and those storekeepers, they opened the store, and we all started rushing in. Get the latest iPhones, the XR and the XS. And let me tell you, I got the XR. I was so happy that I got the XR. But when I got home, some reason the
even though technically the XR ain't out yet.
What?
See, the XR isn't out yet.
It's coming out like... what is it?
Very
like
soon?
3 days?
It's like they put the most expensive phones out first, then... You want cheaper phones?
All right. So expensive, the better. Not unless you think expensive means destroying the claims of having the fastest charge when, in fact, it's the same exact thing as a freaking iPhone X. Which is a bit of
almost exactly the same
bullshit.
Thing, but slightly faster.
Oh,
and with two additional features. Woo-hoo-hoo.
I'm just proud to say that I was finally able to pre-order my phone. You know, before it's released, before the XR release. But I stood in line and I got my other phone because I'm addicted to iPhones. I got the iPhone X and I got home and there's something wrong with it. Like, the battery wouldn't work. But I I kid you not that I barely touched the phone. I barely used the phone for an hour and stopped working. The battery. There's something wrong with the battery.
What is it? There are any issues with their batteries? The last time I checked, I haven't had an iPhone that actually works well and ever.
Hey, but that's the thing, Pinkhood. Nowadays iPhones don't really work as great as they used to because of so many updates, and because of my old iPhone. Because I upgraded it and I updated it to the latest iOS system, the battery slowed down. And 1 minute I charge my phone, and the next minute my battery completely drains out.
Yeah.
Goes from 100 to 50%.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I mean, listen, bro, we can't blame you. We can't blame you. I mean, if it goes for 150%, listen, I mean, I think, like, maybe Tim Cook knew what he was doing.
But are we forgetting that Steve Jobs would probably be rolling in his grave?
No, he'd be rolling. Listen, he's rolling in his grave having owed $1 a year to his company that he created. So, I mean, he's
probably having a heart attack right now in his grave.
I don't think he's having a heart attack. It's more like a complimentary, well, I got you. Even when I'm dead, I got you. I still got you. And by the way, oh yeah, that'll be $100-something, which will equal to 8 of your paychecks, or if you're bought for a building, 1 paycheck. You know, if you're hooked to the union, we don't give a shit.
Well, you think about it. Like, you spend up to $1,000, between $1,000 and $1,500 for an iPhone nowadays. That's freaking red.
$1,500. $1,500. Oh
yes,
my god. I mean,
max.
That's
wait.
That's
$1,500 for technology that was introduced 2 years ago.
Okay.
Right.
$1,500
for 2-year-old technology.
Right.
Man, get out of here.
And then next year, the newest iPhone model.
Wait a second.
Lock all the way to the Apple stores.
Wait a second. Right. In my land, I don't know, probably a bit higher than you. The fact is that if you're comparing each of the prices, right, the price goes up with the fact that, you know, how long do you want your battery to last? The iPhone XS, right, lasts the same as... Five more hours than the iPhone Max or the iPhone XR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, if you compare it in terms of pricing... Right.
Mm-hmm.
Pricing is... It's not as much, but it is a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot. I mean, even my hood. People are trading SIM cards like it's crack. You know?
Mm.
Like, I went to my mate, Albert. Albert is a kind of dodgy fucker. Right, Albert loves his SIM cards. Right, this dude will eat a SIM card. If it has a Mac, it's more valuable to his mouth, if you know what I mean. You know, it's like... It's bad. It's really bad. It's horrible. He mixes up cannabis for He mixes up cannabis for SIM cards.
I don't know if SIM cards and cannabis actually go together.
No, they don't go. I mean, honestly, they don't go. But then, like, last year, I mean, Johnny mentioned, the price of an iPhone was $1,800 in America.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty much half your
rent.
Pretty
high.
It's high, yeah, but we haven't grappled with the autofix issue. Every time I seem to type a word that's a curse word, it's a specific curse word, it goes, the ducking bastard. It'll accept bastard, but it won't accept the opposite of ducking. I feel like I'm fucking preschool, you know? I mean, Jesus, what are we? What a way. What a way. I mean, it's awful. It's just criminal. You know, every time we think that we're right, we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're wrong. And even
I gotta pick up a cake. Like, you say, like, is it you say it to your iPhone, like, it comes out, like, you wanna put, like, you wanna pick up a rake?
Right.
A big juicy steak?
Exactly, a big juicy steak. What about.
Big juicy steak.
A big juicy steak. What about the. Hey, girl. I wanna. No. You know, I mean, it honestly feels as if. It feels. Like we honestly think.
Right?
We honestly think. Okay. Right. It's not fair. It's not fair. Ducking is not a word. Ducking is an action.
Like,
okay.
Like, oh yeah, duck you.
Right.
Right. Oh yeah, duck you.
Duck.
Oh yeah.
Duck it.
I'll duck this.
Oh, duck this. I mean, reality sucks, dude. Reality sucks. It's Ebonics. The Ebonics is... The Ebonics of it really is kind of... The Ebonics is kind of messed up. I mean, you're ducking, duck, right? Well, gee, duckity, you know, honestly, it's getting tiring.
Right.
It's getting horrible. How many times do we have to go to the charade of trying to explain what it means? And when we were younger, right, our parents told us, do what you do, or do what you can, mean what you say, and do what you do. Or something to that regard.
Don't do as I say as I do.
Right, that's like it. That's it. You know, I just don't know. I don't know. I just feel it's like, come on. Like, you think you're so great? Yeah? You think you're so great? Even if you wanted to, you can't say, fuck, shit, piss, cunt, moron, bastard, bitchin', you know, the seven words you can't say on television, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're canceled. Oh, wait, this is a podcast? Carry on.
I mean, podcasts can't get canceled. But there's the other thing. Like the 7 dirty words you can't say on television. Shit, piss, motherfucking cocksucker, motherfucking tits. Okay? Yet, you can't seem to say that on our iPhone either. Okay?
Maybe they just want to be too PC.
PC yeah. has nothing to do with it. Yet, you can't go, new Nabisco tits! New cheese tits, new tater tits. No! You can't do that. You can't do it at all. You can't do it. And then it turns into a Dr. Seuss rhyme. So you can't do it in a car. You can't do it from afar. You can't do it up there. You can't do it down there. You can't do it right to the left, left to the right. You can't do it the electric side. Oh, wait, that refers to sex. So you can't really do it anywhere. And I get greeted to silence.
Yes,
I'm very...
Silence.
Yeah, you...
You know, listen. Listen.
I think
it's
you need a shovel for this one.
A shovel? Mm-hmm. Oh, please.
You're digging yourself in there.
I wouldn't think... Listen. It's iPhone's fault. It's iPhone's fault. We all know it. We all know it.
Right.
Don't we?
The iPhone has taken over the world, though. We can't even live our lives. We can't even go to the laboratories without worried about...
You do realize it's a brick that you carry with you that's used for education, right? And education of all sorts, okay? But yet, when it comes right down to it,
but yet when Instagram goes down, oh no. It's the end of the world. It's news.
But yet, sometimes seem to think, well, when you have
censorship, how can I look at other people too if Instagram's not working?
Mm-hmm.
Well, true. I mean, but yet, like, the other thing is that we know that a lot of people like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, okay, on a typical iPhone, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a cursing dictionary. I wish they did. Because, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes I feel like getting somebody's ass kicked, especially with what's going on right now. You know, I feel like kicking somebody's ass over text. Can I do it when I'm saying ducking all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Or
ducking. You might as well tie your tongue up and say ducking out loud in front of a stranger on the street.
Yeah, right. I mean, the other thing is that, like, people who have fat fingers, is it fair to them? No, it's not fair to them. But yet, in terms of, you know what they call us? Feisty fingers, okay? Feisty fingers. Right, did we mean to say that? When we said dear, we didn't mean a dear John letter, right? A dead John letter. Or we said honey to hiney, or my, me, or off to if, or tit to is, or in to I'm to NP to no to this to thus. Thus we are correct. No, we don't want to sound like an old fucking doddering professor now, do we? Also,
no.
The all caps correct. The other thing is that, oh god, like, when you think that you're yelling, you really don't know that you're yelling. Yet, our grammar teachers thought, like, thought that literally, you know.
And for people that have, that don't really have a knowledge on how to use iPhones.
Right.
I swear, it's like, no, I don't want to go to the wasabi to get
it. Girl using smartphones. That's what I'm referring to.
Like, my mom said, babe, son, I don't feel like cooking tonight. Can you bring home some human beef? And I said, what the fuck, mom? I'm in a machine. Human beef? Are you high?
Like, human beef. Can you give me some human beef?
Yes. And then she typed the worst thing, Hunan beef. And I said, Mom, are you seriously trying to make fun of who I think you're trying to make fun of? You know, and then they said, the place has just opened on 7th Avenue. And the fact that, like, honestly, he says, I'm laughing so hard, I almost puked. I said, Jesus, I just laughed out loud and couldn't possibly get fired now. In order for your human beef, I said, I love you, and I'll pick it up at 6, right? And then this morning, right, my girlfriend said, I'm leaving you. Her following text said this, how is the sickness in the morning? Not too bad, I said. I can't believe we're having another kid. And then she said, she dropped the bomb to me, I'm leaving you. And I went, what? Now? I'm leaving you. I'm leaving for work. Not leaving you. Now I'm really going to throw up, I said. Then, you know, the other thing is that, you know, autocorrecting happening in all sorts of situations. You know, I'm going to sleep. I'll call you at 8. I wish I could sleep. But my neighbor has 12 Welshmen hanging from his tree, and they're so loud. 12 Welshmen? Really? Really? So you have 12 Welshmen hanging from your tree. What are you, a masochist? Or a hangman? Appropriately, if you are a hangman, then honestly, I think it would be okay if you had 12 Welshmen. They better be very naughty, if you know what I mean. But then, my mate said, wind chimes. I have no idea, but I wish they were Welshmen, because at least they'd shut up after they pass out, after I gave them vodka. You know, these things never stop. You know, And then it's the worst with recipes. I was making recipes. I mean, Pinkwood, have you ever had the same thing?
No.
You've never had the same thing. Come on.
No.
You must.
No. No.
Really?
Yeah, really.
So you've never ever done anything. Anything?
Autocorrect. Oh, I'm sure I've made some autocorrect issues and tonight,
issues.
Or having issues with autocorrect.
I mean, you know.
Autocorrect. I just find autocorrect to be funny because the moment that you type in something, you type in message, and let's say if you don't want someone in your family to read the text message that you send to a friend, especially if you two communicate on Lingo,
Mm-hmm. On what?
On lingo, like a special pattern language.
Mm. Oh, lingo. Yes.
Yeah. So, like, let's say if you send out something that you don't want your grandmother to see, that word, and then you accidentally type it in your phone using autocorrect, because you know, like how sometimes you type in a certain word and autocorrect will correct the word for you, and that's not the word that you meant to type, and you actually send it up to your grandma, and then your grandma blows up your phone, and she's yelling and screaming at you on the phone.
I mean,
in some ways, autocorrect can make communication very awkward.
Yeah, but
if it's with the wrong person.
Listen, but if it's to the wrong person, I understand. I understand. I get you. And then it's great, because the joke's on them, right? But if it's for the right person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want to... You want to, you want to think twice. You know? You ought to think twice of getting anything such as, you know, if dogs could autocorrect themselves, that would be awesome. But the other thing is that, like, any autocorrect would be fantastic. You know, an autocorrect to your boss, the wrong number texts are fantastic. You know, the autocorrect things, the wrong numbers things are...
It can save you from losing your job when you communicate with your boss. I'm just giving a scenario.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Boss and autocorrect's there. If you typed in the wrong word, but then autocorrect does it all for you, it would just save yourself a job from losing a job.
Right, right. You just saved yourself a job. And you saved yourself the best thing. The more annoying your coworker is, the more annoying you can be as well. And then when you don't get the job, the fucker next to you who's applying for the next job, you go, oh, it's not worth it.
Exactly.
I mean, Driz, Pinkwood, Johnny, I'm sure you've done it. I'm sure you've done it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, what were your infamous autocorrects or autocorrect mistakes?
My autocorrect, let's see, I was typing Hello Susie, but then my phone said Mellow Susie, which I don't know what that meant. Maybe the phone that I was using probably thought that Tuesday was going to be in a mellow mood, so instead of changing to hello, I mean to hello, yeah, hello, it changes to mellow.
It's like, mellow, like hello, Sharon, like, oh, like you're in trouble now.
Yeah.
But yet, the other thing is that when it comes down to other things, we know, like, cannabis can be turned to acidus or other things. You know, it gets funnier because I think anything, right, is as good is as good as old people texting.
Oh, right.
And that is the best.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is the best in so many ways. Because they don't know what half the shit means.
Right. Right.
Unless they go, I have Twitter. And then you go, run!
Run for the hills.
Run now! Wait, when did they say they're on? When they fought into the bedpan! Now! Or when they know that their adult kids give them the cell phone, saying, this is for emergency only, and then they videotape, then they send a FaceTime, or a FaceTime, and they think it's on the, or they think their wall is a Facebook wall.
Right.
Yeah. Now you know when you get screwed up, because, like, their Facebook wall is the most powerful thing on Earth. But then they go,
right.
Why do I have to rearrange the words every time?
But then that shows how people can could have accessibility with phones. As much as autocorrect and much as these issues happen, we also could think about how restaurants in Philadelphia and other venues are becoming more accommodating for guests that are on the autism spectrum.
Right.
Which is fucking amazing.
Thank goodness.
So, what type of cuisine is it this time, Pinkwood?
I don't know. I think
Philadelphia does have quite a diverse food scene now.
Yeah. They're now having sensory events at Adventure Aquarium, the Brandy River Museum of Art, Penn Museum, Philadelphia Zoo, the Please Touch Museum.
Over there, like
Fairmount Park. Wait.
The Kimmel Center for Performing Arts, Pennsylvania Ballet, Philadelphia Pops, and Philadelphia Orchestra's Sound All Around are holding sensory concerts that will be coming up on Saturday. That will be held October 20th, December 1st, March 2nd, April 6th of 2019, which is awesome in and of itself. And the Pops are going to be holding this their performance that is going to be sensory friendly on December 5th. Which you can look could look this up on Philly, www.philytrib.com. And
that's phillytribune.com.
Yep. Is Philly Trib, like
phillytrib.com? Yeah. Philly Tribune.
This news is what is awesome in and of itself, just to be able to see how many people can actually go and enjoy different events without feeling limited.
And mind you, the Please Touch a Museum is, don't get it confused, okay? Please touch me.
This is a kids museum.
Yes.
It's a kids museum.
So
don't get it confused. Like, there's no dicks coming from the east or west with a high chance of perception of condoms. There's no.
I wouldn't say that. I think if they're successful with this, there will be more places more venues that will offer sensory friendly experiences.
Right. But, like, the thing is that when it really comes down to it, right? When it really when it really comes down to it, you know, Please Touch Me Museum is not, like I said, not what you think.
Right.
The Philadelphia Zoo is also not what you think.
No,
the Pennsylvania Ballet is definitely not what you think or might think.
Redhead, don't have a dirty mind because...
I don't. Listen. Always fair and love and satire. But, honestly, I'm just giving them a warning.
Hey, don't let the Philly come out of me.
Listen, the warning is have a good time, but just don't take your kids where you think that it's not going to be a great place to go. You know?
Don't take your kids to some of the more questionable parts of the city. Just
that's
wait.
Right.
And it's coming from Philadelphia.
Well, the only Philadelphian that's on a crew, yes.
Yeah.
But also, like, the other thing is... In all seriousness, don't take it into...
Don't take
them where they don't need to go. You know,
Just be aware of what places could... And also do research if you're traveling to Philly to see what places are actually holding sensory-friendly events. Because the more that are...
Also, the Pennsylvania Ballet of George Balanchine's Nutcracker on December 27th, the theater adjusts the sound license for its release for relaxed breathe movement and expressions are welcome. So season tickets are available. The Sound All Around is September, October.
I mentioned that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
there's also
the Philly Pops. Which
see,
is
Nutcracker,
right.
you definitely want to
well.
See that like at least once. You definitely have to see at least once in your life. It's like a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The Nutcracker is definitely a tradition. I mean, in London, they do it with the London Symphony Orchestra, and in New York, they do it with the Philharmonic. And both are great. And then, also, there's the Harlem Nutcracker. That's something to see. But the other thing is that, like, in Philly, around this time, there's a lot of stuff. Definitely go check it out.
There's always something artsy going down.
Yeah. Great artsy stuff. But do that. And we will see you. Well, Pink Hood, when will we see them?
We will be back on October 15th. What? Next week, next week, October 8th and 10th, we will be running two best of episodes. Definitely want to stay tuned to our social media links, which you can find us at amcpressandco.com for for the updates. And you could find the broadcast it on AMC Press and Co. on Facebook and also AMC Press News on
and
Twitter.
also we have just become part of Podchaser. Which is the IMDb of podcasting.
So
if you log on there, you can go see
find all of our catalog there. And on that note, I think it's time for us to bounce.
End the show.
Yeah.
Night,
right?
So
night.
Good night.
Night.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Co.'s Hysterically Challenged Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at GSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.